In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 11th day of blessed month of Kiyak. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and guilty where our sin and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. This day marks the departure of Abba Bijimi, the anchorite. He was a native of Fisher, diocese of Messel, when he was 12 years old. And while he was tending to his father's sheep, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the form of a young man. The angel told him, "Let us go to the wilderness for you to become a monk." Abba Bijimi agreed and went with him to the desert of Shehit, to a place where three elder monks dwelt. The angel handed him to them, then disappeared. Saint Bijimi enjoyed a life in the wilderness. He lived among them for 24 years until they all departed. Subsequently, Abba Bijimi left up the place and went into the inner desert, a distance of 3 days' travel. The devil appeared to him in the form of wild beasts, bigs, and serpents. They surrounded the saint to devour him, but he was able to recognize their vices by the spirit. He prayed to God, who vanished all of them. He lived in that place for 3 years. He fasted a week at a time. Then he ate a handful of dates and drank a little water to the point that his skin cleaved into his bones. He reached a high level of spirituality. At the end of the 3 years, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and commanded him to return to his hometown. Abba Bijimi obeyed and returned back and built outside it a small cell. He dwelt 3 there alone, devoting himself to worshipping and asceticism. He became a good model and a good example for everyone came to see him. The people of his hometown came to him to be nourished with his profound spiritual teaching. One day, he greeted Saint Abba Shenouda, the Archimandrite, saw a shining pillar and heard a voice saying, "This is Abba Bijimi, the anchorite." Abba Shenouda went to him and they recognized each other by the divine guidance. Abba Shenouda visited him for a few days, then returned to his monastery. When the days of his repose from this world drew near, he called his disciple and informed him of his departure and commanded him to bury his body in the place where he dwelt. He fell ill, and he saw a company of saints had come to him. Then he delivered up his pure soul into the hand of the Lord. The angel carried his soul up to heaven while chanting hymns. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also Saint Abdulamos was martyred. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. Also on this day, the church celebrated commemoration of the consecration of the church of the martyr of Saint Claudius, the son of Barthelemy. The blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.